President Obama will unveil a new jobs plan, this time for veterans.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The unemployment rate among veterans back from Iraq and Afghanistan got worse last month, even as the overall jobless rate got a little bit better. Still, more than 12% of veterans are now looking for work. And today, President Obama will meet with several veterans groups to announce new programs to try to bring that number down. From Washington, Marketplace's David Gura has more on the president's plans.
Since it doesn't look like Congress is going to work with President Obama to pass his jobs bill, the president is taking matters into his own hands. By executive order, he's creating a new jobs bank for veterans, offering them more career counseling. Peter Gaton is the American Legion's executive director. He says employers need to appreciate the skills these veterans have.
And that means for us as a nation and also as employers to understand how the education, training, and experience that every member of the military has developed over their time in the service is transferable to the civilian workforce.
A hiring manager might think a former tank driver's skills are too specialized, but Mike Haney of Syracuse University's Institute for Veterans and Military Families says the tasks veterans were asked to do aren't just what they appear.
But if you dig into that a little bit, the reality is that young tank driver has highly advanced technical training on things like electrical systems, radar systems, hydraulic systems.
Haney says the job situation for veterans is uniquely difficult because they've been away from the market for so long. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are lower right now, off by about 0.25% for the Dow, down 26 points at 11,956. NASDAQ and S&P 500 each off about anywhere between 6 and 8 tenths of a percent. Global shares are mixed. Dish Network said today revenues were up in the last quarter, while subscriptions were down. Barnes & Noble this morning unwrapped its competitor to the iPad and Kindle Fire. The tablet version of its Nook e-reader will sell for under $250.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com. By CenturyLink, a new kind of broadband company linking Americans coast to coast with consistently fast speeds and personal service. More at CenturyLink.com. And by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu.
The Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou could step down as early as today when a new government takes over. The parliament will have to push through big cuts needed for a rescue package from the rest of Europe. And that means the focus could now shift next door to Italy, where the country's cost to borrow is about out of control. From the European desk, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
The interest rate that the Italian government has to pay has hit a record high of more than 6.5%. That's for borrowing money for a 10-year term, and it's stretching Italy's finances to the limit. Some analysts say that if the rate reaches 7%, it's game over. The country may not be able to raise enough taxes to pay the interest without seriously damaging the economy. Italy will then be staring default in the face. Investors are clearly rattled. Italy has the world's third biggest national debt, $2.6 trillion worth. And, says Vincenzo Scarpetta of the Open Europe think tank, doubts are intensifying that Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi is able to handle a crisis. Tomorrow he could face a vote of confidence in the Italian parliament.
Berlusconi doesn't have the numbers, so it's a matter of arithmetic. As things stand at the moment, he just can't win the vote.
If he loses, Berlusconi could be forced to resign. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
The confidence vote in Italy is very much like the one that took place over the weekend in Greece after the Greek prime minister last week had originally hailed and then scrapped plans for a public vote on that country's big budget cuts. Well, the U.S. is racked, of course, with a lot of debt. Could a national referendum on budget cuts here happen? Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan is with us now to talk about it. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Steve.
All right, so the Greek prime minister is on the verge of stepping down, and of course he scrapped his plan last week for a national referendum on those big government cuts. What about here at home? I mean, couldn't we just forget about all this super committee stuff in the Congress and just go directly to the people?
Well, there are only two minor problems with this, Steve.
Okay, give them to me.
The first one is, what question exactly would you ask them to vote yes or no on? Which, you know, is not clear. And the second thing is, how would you conduct a referendum, since we've never had one in the United States? How would you do it?
A national referendum for everybody across the country.
Sure. Okay. Well, as soon as you've set up all the voting systems, let me know. At least in Greece, there is at least some understanding of what it is the government is proposing to do, and you can vote. And forgive my Greek pronunciations. Uh-huh. Neh. Or ohi.
Oh, very well. That's good. That's good.
Well, all I need is 10,000 more words and I could become Greek.
By the way, he said yes or no.
It's so hard here because there are so many different opinions. And if I asked you to say in 20 words or less, what is it you're asking people in the United States to say yes or no on, I couldn't do it. And I don't think you could do it.
What does it say to you, Alan, the fact that we're having so much trouble just articulating this? What does it say to you about our political situation today?
Well, it says our political situation is a mess. Of course, it's always a mess, but now it's messier than ever because everything here is now so divisive and so bizarre. You know, they're speaking different languages. We might have to have three or four different language versions of our question if we ever can figure out what it was.
Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan in New York. Alan, thanks.
You're welcome, Steve.
And finally, banks have been looking for new ways to make more money after all the new regulations hurt their bottom lines. One bank is targeting the wealthiest customers it can find. Wells Fargo is opening Abbott Downing Bank in Chicago, whose customer list will be a millionaire's club. Each depositor must be worth at least $50 million. Described as a boutique bank, Abbott Downing was named for a 19th century man who built carriages for the very wealthy. Similarly, his namesake bank will carry wealth too, but without the messy horses. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
In France, bread is a way of life, and so are the bakeries that make it fresh every day.
They help to really construct the landscape of French ontology, of French being, of French identity.
But bakeries ain't 24/7, you know. I'm Kai Rizdal-Paris. Gets a baguette vending machine, believe it or not. It's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.